heard everybody. That wasn't near everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, one more time. Lift up your voice. Make that joyful noise unto the Lord. And let's give Him praise. He is worthy, He is worthy, He is worthy. The Almighty, the Everlasting, the First, the Last. Wow. Somebody shout, wow. Shout it backwards. Come on, it's all about the wow. And tonight, welcome to the wow. I'm going to do something I do just about everywhere I go, so I might as well do it here. You can be seated. Now, I do this every Sunday morning. I want you to get out on the edge of your seat. Come on now. I can wait on you. I want you to lean forward. Put your hands out in front of you. And I want you to start shaking those hands. You got to open your eyes real wide with excitement. Now you've got to open your mouth as wide as you can. And I'm going to count down to three. And when I get to three, I want you to throw your hands as high in the air as you can. It's liable to pull you up out of your seat. And I want you to shout, yeah, as loud as you can. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Leaning forward in your seat. Hands moving out in front of you. Your eyes are wide. Your mouth's wide open. Now, one, two, three. Come on now. Woo! Come on, let heaven hear it. Something about that day to throw your hands high in the air about and shout wow about Jesus Christ. Come on, He's our everything. Without Him, come on, wow, welcome to the wow. Bless you. You may be seated. What an honor and a privilege of mine to be here in the Western District. I love California. Yeah, I do. Somebody joked and said it's a land of fruits and nuts. And I said there's more than that kind of fruit and nuts. Oh Lord, God has a church in California that loves truth. That's apostolic and is hungry for a move of the Almighty God. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all making me feel at home. And I'm glad y'all still have that screaming B3. Good God of glory. That just makes me want to preach. Hallelujah. Bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Morgan. My Lord, have mercy. What a preacher. Look forward to hearing him tomorrow. We have been friends for so long, we don't even want to go back there. The district board, the youth committee. Man, did your youth president, Tyler Sullivan, preach last night? Wow! Lord have mercy. Just when I thought we wouldn't go any higher, He turned us up. Oh, that was great. Your response was fantastic. And then Brother Kionis today, Lord Jesus, help me now. Thank you, brother. I have heard Samson preached about. I have preached about Samson. But I saw some new things about that old boy that I had never thought of. And I sat there at the end and said, I wish I'd have thought of that. All the music, everything has been so fantastic. And Lord, I feel a runaway freight train coming behind me tomorrow night. You don't want to miss Matt Tuttle. Good God of glory. It's going to be happening in the house. So come be a part. We landed here. Brother Rankin was flying on the plane with me. Aren't we glad to have him with us tonight? Youth secretary at this great UPCI organization. We had the district youth president pick us up in a pickup truck. I love pickups. I love trucking. I got two of them. They made me feel at home. And it was the youth president of the Arizona district, Brother Jeremiah Lopez. Oh, Lord, he and his sidekick Solomon picked us up, brought us to this beautiful hotel, and all that was fine. But when I got to the hotel, the first thing I did was look for that fruit basket. And I threw out all the fruit. They wasted their money on that. And I went digging. Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, these people are real. Because back home, she is a health food fanatic. You don't get York peppermint patties. You don't get Reese's peanut butter cups. You don't get my favorite peanut M&Ms. Ooh, Lord. So I started in on that, and I said, we're going to have Holy Ghost revival. So I'm honored to be here tonight. When they asked me to come, and I started praying and looking for the guidance of the Lord, there were several new ones that I wanted to try out. I knew would just rock the house. So, man, I put them in first. And I threw two or three old ones, but good ones. Boy, today, from the time I got up till right now, God has had me bypass the new ones and go to one of these old ones, but goodies. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 5 and 6 is my reading tonight. The Scripture simply says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of His people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. He's a crown of glory. He's a diadem of beauty for the residue of His people. It's a spirit of judgment for judgment. But what I'm mainly looking at tonight is the strength for them that turn the battle to the gate. When I announce my topic tonight, people in the media do not put it up on the screen. Until later in the message, you will see why. Tonight, feeling a sober but powerful move of God in my spirit, I endeavor to preach, born to raise hell. Would you raise your hands and ask God to touch your heart and touch your life? Commit yourself for the touch of God. Lord, let it be so. God, every distraction, every disturbance, stop it. Let our hearts be mine. Let our thoughts be clear. Bless, I pray. Conviction, settle in our hearts in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Bless you. You may be seated. It was a hot July night in 1966. The Chicago police had answered a call on the bad side of town. It was at a bar. There had been a fight. Some young men had been hurt bad. Somebody had pulled a knife and someone else answered with a gun. So the emergency vehicles made their way to Cook County Hospital. Doctors and nurses rushed into action. In one of the emergency cubicles, a doctor who was attending a young man who was bleeding profusely from a vicious cut on his arm. As he wiped the blood away, suddenly chills went up his spine. His hands began to shake. Little beads of sweat popped out on his upper lip. Fear took a strong grip on him. In horror, he stepped away to the police guard in the hallway. In minutes, the young man on the stainless steel gurney was identified as Richard Speck, who 3 days earlier, in cold blood, had brutally killed 8 nurses in one of Chicago's worst crimes. What was it that caused the chill and the fear that led to the identification of this killer, this cold-blooded, Satan-infused killer? You see, there should have been a 9th victim, but she lived. She played dead. She survived. And she told the police that when you find the killer, you can identify him by a very crude and distinct tattoo that's on his arm. And it simply said, I was born to raise hell. Richard Speck, somewhere in a forgotten jailhouse, feeling hopeless and checkmated by life, crudely carved into his arm a homemade tattoo I was born to raise hell. And that's what he dedicated his life to. Raising hell. We're living in a generation that preaches and dictates that philosophy. In 2018, the challenges that face this generation are like no other generation who's come before. We live in a time of lies and deceits that confuse the mind. It's a consumer society that's lost all decency of morals and common sense. There's much confusion of genders. Sex without marriage, alcoholism, drug abuse, homosexuality, and the list goes on. It's even reached into the elementary schoolyard. It's a time of fast food and faster lives. Our society is becoming permissive and out of control every day. Decay is accelerating at an enormous rate. Things previously done in a corner are now done in public view. Violence is everywhere. It's the inner violence that is more prevalent than the outer violence. The lying, the cheating, the deception, the suicide, the spiritualism. It's demons and cults and racial divide and pornography and rape and murder. They're all bywords of this generation. It's your generation. It's my generation. Raising hell. Spending our life. Spending our time. Raising hell. The reason for that, this generation is a product of generations who have come before, who were empty and didn't have much to offer. Oh, there was a lot of fame and privilege and good things, but underneath it all, it was all emptiness. And it was just parties. And let's live it up. And let's just raise hell. Mass shootings in schools and business, protest marchers and riots defying authority, the kidnapping and more violence and more violence. Hell is happy tonight because mankind feels like there's nothing else to live for but just raise hell. Raise it up. Eat, drink, and be merry. Let's have a good time. The Bible teaches us that hell was created for the devil and his fallen angels. No one else was supposed to go to hell. Hell was reserved for the devil and his angels. No son of Adam, no daughter of Eve should ever intrude upon hell. God didn't put hell there for you. God didn't put hell there for me. The devil knows his time is short. He's expanding hell even as I preach tonight. He's adding on to it room by room because hell wants you. Hell wants me. Hell wants every youth pastor, every preacher, every parent, every young person. Hell wants all of us. Isaiah 5 and 14 says, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Hell is having to expand. Because so many feel like we just got to raise hell. The devil's done a good job. God made hell only for the devil. And he put it in a low place. But the devil's wanting to raise it up to a higher level in the man, in the mind of mankind. Raise hell in our thinking. Raise hell in our living. Raise hell up to where it's all right. He's making hell cool. He's making hell the end thing. Everybody's doing it. It's all right. It's okay. We're all going to hell. Just have a party, eat, drink, and be merry. It's going to be all right. Everybody's in on it. Politicians. Yeah. Movie stars, sports figures, music people, all our heroes are involved. Values are distorted. Characters traded for cash. Machines are worth more than men. Fame wins over faith. The emphasis is on pleasure, things, success, sex, glamour, and ambition. And all these things have become gods to us as the devil is raising hell to a higher level. What's wrong with hell? What's wrong with demons? There's movies and books and such and music. It's all about it. It's hell. It's on television. It's everywhere. Video games. It's advertising. It's all right. The devil has horns and a fork. Tail, and he's got that trifork with him, and he's got hell fire, but it's laughter and it's party, and they're all looking so glamorous, but there's nothing glamorous about hell. There's nothing fun about hell. There's nothing great about hell. And if you die without Jesus Christ, if you die without the power of the Holy Ghost, you will go to hell. So the devil's raising hell to a higher level. Oh yeah. You look around, it's everywhere. It's the normal. It's the routine. Everything is seedy and dirty and drunk and foul mouthed. It's unwashed. It's obnoxious. It's lustful. There's the AIDS. It's all raising hell to a higher level. It's my way. Don't tell me what to do. That's what hell's doing. What's wrong with it, Mama? What's wrong with it, Daddy? Preacher, leave me alone. Don't talk to me about that. It's all right. It's okay. We're all going to hell. I had a young man look at me not long ago and say, preacher, back off of me. It's okay. We're all involved in going to hell. I'm preaching to somebody in here tonight. I'm not come with a message of fear. But I've come with a message of education. Hell's out to make homosexuals out of our boys. Hell's out to trade family life for gang life. To lay down the Bible and pick up a gun. To trade love in for lust. Pleasure. Oh, we want that, not work. Just go ahead and have fun. It doesn't matter who it hurts. It doesn't matter who it puts down. Just raise hell. And that's what the devil is trying to do in your mind, with your education, with your sports, with all of the music and the movies and such. Just raise hell from where God put it. But in our mind, it's okay. It's all right. But wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. Hell, you can't come here. Hell, you've met your match. Hell, hell, oh, there may be those that are raising hell. But hell, I want you to know, in the state of California, there's some churches, there's some young people, there's some preachers. Oh, yeah, we've got our mind made up. We're not raising hell. Somebody shout yes. You may be seated. The devil hates the church. Did you hear what I said? The devil hates the church. The devil hates you. You're a one God apostolic. You're a praiser of Jesus Christ. You are committed. You've laid your life on the line, and the devil can't stand it. I'm not preaching to a lost world. I'm preaching to a church tonight. Come on. And the devil hates the church, and the devil wants to bring you down. But there's one thing that'll stop hell. There's one thing that'll bring hell down, and it's the church. Somebody shout the church. Right there where you're seated, I want you to start stomping your feet. Do you hear that? Hell, do you hear that? That's some apostolic young people. They're not playing church. They're not going through the motions. They're not just going along to get along. They're not looking for the easy way. They're not looking for just something to... Come on, hell. Come on, church, stomp your feet. Hell, I want you to hear it. Hell, I want you to hear it. Ha, 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 ha. What is that? That's the shaking and the quaking of a church that's on the march. That's a church that's militant. That's a church whose mind is made up. It's the church. Psalms 83 and 4. The devil wants to cut off the church from all remembrance. Jeremiah 12 and 9. Hell wants to devour the church. Revelation 12, 17. The devil and the hell are at war with the church. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. We're troubled on every hand. We're perplexed. We're persecuted. We're cast down. But we are not distressed. We are not forsaken. We are not destroyed. Hey, what'll stop hell? A strong church. A pure church. A clean church. A Bible-believing church. A hell-hating and devil-stomping church will stop hell every time. Don't believe the lie. Somebody shout yes. Come on, by yourself, you're no match for the devil. When you rise up in your own strength, you're no match for the devil. By yourself, He'll steamroll you. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Woo! Come on, for every Goliath, God has a David. For every lion's den, God has a Daniel. Come on, somebody. Lift up your voices right now and shout hallelujah loud and clear. We are the triumphant ones. Hallelujah. Somebody shout yeah. Come on, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and bringing everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Come on, come on. I'm preaching to somebody right now. Hey, you got a stronghold in your life tonight? There is more power in your little finger when you've been baptized with Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's no devil. There's no hell that can stop you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you were. I don't care when, where you did it, what you did, and who you did it with. I'm here tonight to tell you there is a God that has defeated the devil. Somebody shout, yeah. You can be seated. Hallelujah. In our text, 28th chapter of Isaiah, verse 6, it said the city was attacked. They were besieged. They were surrounded. They were cut off. They were isolated. They were on the defense. Nobody could get in. Nobody could get out. They were being starved to death. They're starting to carve up their own and eat the flesh of humans. They're in trouble. History will tell us, and even the Bible itself, about what happens to a besieged city, to where everybody feels like a loser. And that's what hell wants to do to you, to isolate you, to pull you away, to make you feel besieged and threatened, and that there's no way you can win. And there's no way you'll overcome. It was always this way. It will always be this way. That's how Daddy was. That's how Mama was. And now that's how it's going to be forever. You're lost. You're in trouble. You're checkmate. There's no way out. And so he keeps the attack. And he besieges in our minds. But the Scripture says, oh yeah, he's the beauty, and he's the glory, and he's the diadem, and he's judgment. But then it tucked in there, that little phrase, that he gives strength to those who will turn the battle to the gate. Wow. I was reading that and it just struck me. Man, I started digging on that verse and looking into it. And what I found was those that would turn the battle to the gate, they were the ones who would not get caught up in the pressures of the besieged. And they would not allow the mentality of a loser to get a hold of them. And they would allow the God of the creation and universe and the God of their forefathers to rest upon them. And every man would get a sword and a spear, the bow and the arrow, and they would line up. And when the enemy took a break, and when the enemy thought everything was fine, and when the enemy thought they could wait them out, the gates would open up of that besieged city, and the army would come marching out. Here they come. Here they come. Here they come. And they attack the enemy. They're not waiting. They're not sitting back hoping. They're not laying down and giving up. But they're coming out. They're pressing the battle. And they're going to attack the enemy. Woo! And they push. curse the enemy and they drive him back, but they don't quit there. The Bible says strength to them that will turn the battle to the gate. They would chase the enemy. Oh, hear me now. They would chase the enemy all the way back to the gates of his own city. And then they would lay siege and they would attack the very city, the very stronghold of the ones who had come against them. Woo! Somebody shout yes! That's all God's looking for. It's some young person, a young man or a young woman, that'll say, I'm not going to be in the loser mentality. I'm not going to sit back and feel like everybody else is passing me by. And I wish I could. I look at, no. You can come to this youth convention with your mind made up. My shoulders are back. My head's erect. My hand is in the hand of the Almighty God, and victory is my song. Somebody shout yes. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Give Him praise. Somebody shout, yeah! Everybody on this side shout, great! Everybody on this side shout, is my God! I feel like a choir director. Y'all feel left out. Shout hallelujah. Oh, come on, you. Now, y'all got to. There's not as many of y'all, so y'all got to turn it up a little bit, all right? Let's do it again. Y'all feel left out. Why don't you shout glory? The devil can't stand it when you begin to worship. The devil can't stand it when you begin to shout, great is my God, glory and hallelujah. The devil can't stand it when you come out of your besieged city. You, woo! Somebody. Come on, a little while longer. Let's praise Him a little more. Somebody get beside yourself. Somebody. Come on, quit worrying about what you look like. Quit worrying about what you sound like. Don't worry about what they say or what they think. I gotta praise God. I gotta praise God. Somebody shout yes. Four or five years ago, a writer of Time magazine attended a concert in New York City of Lady Gaga. I know nobody here has ever heard of her. And he said this. He said, Lady Gaga called all of those people in the concert her little monsters. That's the first sign. And she always said, In every concert, she told this to the writer, and she did it in that concert. She said, on your feet. On your feet. She said, little monsters, you haven't come to my concert to sit down on me. Get on your feet. You may have paid $75 to $150 per ticket, but you didn't come here to sit. So, monsters, get on your feet. Now, she took it a little further. She said, it's not enough just to get on your feet. Now, you got to get your hands in the air. Come on, little monsters, hands up. On your feet, hands up. And then she said, little monsters, it's not enough to be on your feet. It's not enough to have your hands up. But she said, I want you screaming. Man, I read that. I got my highlighter. I started putting it all in yellow, and then orange, and then green. I said, dear God Almighty, that sounds like Dallas First Church. It sounds like Western District Youth Convention. You didn't come here to sit on the premises. You didn't come here just to sit back and act like everything's okay. You didn't come here just to... Come on, young people. Come on your feet. On your feet. Come on, you Christ follower. On your feet. On your feet. Hands up. Hands up. Hands up. Shout. 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 Come on. If they can do it for that kind of pleasure, surely the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is worthy of our praise. Come on, when you get home Sunday morning, you ought to be on your feet. Sunday morning, you ought to have your hands up. Sunday morning, you ought to be shouting. Jumping for joy. Woo! Come on now. Somebody shout yes. Come on, shout wow. Shout it backwards. Everybody on this side. Oh, no, no, no. Y'all have already forgotten. We got to go back and rehearse it. We got to go back to the choir. You know your lines. I didn't point at you. Come on. Hell's in trouble. Hell's in trouble. Hell's in trouble. Come on, we're outside the gate and we're pursuing the enemy. We're taking the battle to hell. We're pressing the battle to the gates of the enemy. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not stop the church. Come on right now. Come on. Let's be apostolic. Let's believe God for miracles. Let's believe God for signs and wonders. Let's believe God for Holy Ghost outpouring. Let's believe God for the devils have to leave. Somebody scream yes. I want you to watch this. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock. So I don't care. how the devil has torn you, ripped you, made war against you, hurt you, and you're barely getting there, and you're limping, and you're weary. But Jesus said, upon this rock, upon this rock, I don't care how you get there. The book of Acts said some on broken pieces of the ship and some on boards, but we made it to the land. If you can just get to the rock and get up on the rock. Come on, young people. Upon this rock, get on the rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. But you know how some young people live for God? I'd be all right. If I didn't have to walk in holiness. If I didn't have to go to church. If I didn't have to. And, it's just, I could have been a great ball player. I could have been a big star in Hollywood. I could have been a big time winner in our society. But I gotta. That's not what Jesus said. That's hell trying to raise itself up. He said, upon this rock. Upon this rock. Others come. And they're hiding behind the church. Well, you know, if it just wasn't against my religion. Well, I'm afraid Mama will get me. My preacher will get me. It'll never work. You've got to get out of that siege mentality. You've got to get out of the city. And you got to charge the enemy. And you've got to be a soul winner. You've got to be a prayer warrior. You've got to be apostolic in your belief. You've got to be on fire. Stand on the rock in your classroom. And be not afraid to let apostolic glory fall on you. Somebody shout yes. Lord, what time is it? What time is it? Oh, but wait a minute. Y'all got the quantum leap. We got to go. What time is it? What time is it? It's preaching time. It's revival time. It's soul winning. It's revival. It's growth. It's progress. Double that youth group. Come on, you ought to shout over that. Double that church. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. One day I was in my office and I was studying and I come across a word that I didn't know. And so I got the dictionary down and I started to look for that word. But in my looking for the word, I found another one. Oh, what do we have here? Somebody shout, wow. That's what I was doing. Wow. I got so excited. I read it. I reread it 10 times. I started screaming and shouting and jumping. I ran around that office. The others out in the hallway and in their offices, they heard me. They all come running. When they opened the door, their preacher, their pastor, their sophisticated man of God was going crazy. Y'all want to know what that word was that caused all that? It's the word raise. You know, born to raise hell. Oh, but it's not that raise. It's R-A-Z-E. And here's what got me going. The definition said, it means to destroy. It meant to put down, to tear down. To demolish. To level. I did a little word study and I found it in another book on the word raise. It says to leave no stone upon another. You know why I was jumping? You know why I was shouting? You know why I was screaming? I'm saying, I've heard it all my life. Born to raise hell. I said, finally I can say it. Finally I can live it. Because I was born again of water and spirit to raise hell, to destroy hell, to demolish, to pull down, to put down, to leave no stone upon another. Come on, mamas and daddies. Come on, preachers. We all need to get involved in raising hell. We need some hell raisers in the church. Somebody shout yes. I first preached this at my church. And I know, I preached this one 24 years ago at this youth convention. I wanted to preach a new one, but the Lord wouldn't let me. Boy, it still preaches good. It's been some 3 or 4 years since I preached it. I want you to hear me right now. When I first preached it in Dallas, that church got so fired up. They went out and bought T-shirts. And on the front of it, they had that circle with a slash through it. Had a picture of the devil. And on the back, it said, I'm a hell raiser. R-A-Z-E-R. I need some hell raisers in the church. Come on. We're going to send Brother Sullivan. We're sending hell raisers from here. They're going home. Come on, somebody. I had one preacher. I preached this at a camp meeting. And a preacher come up to me after church and said, I bought all your CDs except that one where you cussed all the time. I just said, I love you. I wasn't even going to fool with him. If he's that ignorant, I'm just going to shake the dust off my feet. Are y'all hearing me? Come on. Hell doesn't like you. Hell is afraid of you. Instead of us being fearful, hell's the one that's afraid. You're one God, apostolic, tongue talker, born again, heaven bound believer. Hey, we've got the blood. We've got the name. We've got the word of Jesus Christ. There's revival in your P7 club. There's revival in your schoolhouse. There's revival in your uniform. adversity. There's revival in your home. Why don't we launch out? Come on, launch out. It may get rough. It may get rocky. But that's all right. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Come on, Bible study in a bag. Revival. Somebody shout yes. Tell you how we're going to end this thing. Here's how you tear hell down. Got a phone call this afternoon from one of my preacher boys. He spent 7 years locked up in the penitentiary. When he got out, he went right back to cocaine. Almost lost his wife, two beautiful kids. She waited on him 7 years. When he didn't come home that Sunday morning till 8 o'clock, she met him at the door and said, "You have an ultimatum. You're either getting in that truck and we're going to the house of God, to the man of God, or you're out of here." He said, "You mean that apostolic church?" She said, "Yes." They got in that truck. They came to church. I met him in the hallway. I was coming out of the office to go to the auditorium, and there he was. I laid my hands on him right there in the hallway, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. I want you to hear me now. There are now 4 generations in his downline of who he is one to God. He's tearing hell down. He's destroying hell. One soul at a time. He's a hell raiser. I told him today, you couldn't have called at a better time. You're a hell raiser. Keep tearing it up. Come on, somebody. You need to go home and witness on your job. You need to go home and witness in your school. You need to go home and witness in your family. You've probably got some in your youth group that don't live for God. Go get them. Pray the power down. Be apostolic. Somebody shout yes. Come on. The revival that's happening in Dallas right now is not with the old timers. It's not with my generation or the generation right after me. But it's in our young people. It's among our youth, where I declared to them, get up and get out. Be your calling. Live it. Go for it. I've got one that's preaching in Austria. I got another one that's on her way to Germany. I got another one that's on their way two of them that are on their way to Africa, to Ghana. What are they doing? They're hell raisers. They're young people. They're young people. One is 19. One is 18. One is 14. And one is 13. But they're all going as aimers. Hey, and all through the church. They're winning. That's you. Somebody shout, "That's me." Come on, throw your hands up to heaven right now. Come on. Be a hell raiser. They're coming right now, the music. We're not going down, we're going up. We're not out, we're in. We're not under, we're over. We're not losers, we're winners. I thank God for this youth committee. I thank God for this district and their ministry and that board that's believing God for anything and everything. Come on, young people. Come on, young people. Hands up. Come on, hands up. Hallelujah. You're already on your feet. Hallelujah. Now shout. Shout! Shout! Come on, born to raise hell. You can put that on the screen now. R-A-C-E. You're born again of water and spirit to raise hell. Hey, we're not afraid. We're going forward. We're going up and out. Come on. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Come on. Tell your neighbor, I got a praise right now, so I need some room.